Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Right, sir, wrong.
All right, it is a Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday. 1 o'clock on a Friday. Enjoy yourself, people. Pour whatever you like. Just include ice. I'd say I have a cocktail by 7 p.m. this evening. Brian, what about you?
You say what?
I will have a cocktail by
7. I ain't waiting that long.
Yeah, I gotta work.
Although, it's Friday, man. 5 o'clock somewhere.
The 6 o'clock might be a look live, so it might be a little earlier than that. It is time for Ask B. Mitch Anything. Of course, Ask B. Mitch Anything brought to you by Collars & Co. Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo today. I wore the Collars & Co. Merino wool the other night, the long sleeve.
You like it, don't you?
That joint is nice, man.
That's why I have about 6 of them.
Yeah, man. I think you bought all of them. I think they're out.
Nah, man. He's got some more.
We've gotten a lot of people replying about speed cameras.
Uh-huh.
Including our friend Greg, who said driving in Maryland is like driving in a third world country. I'm not sure that's completely
Listen,
accurate.
Listen, man, they say in Virginia is by construction places and schools.
I'm not mad at that.
But let me hold on, Jay. Well, there's been in certain parts on the highways in Virginia, they must never get the construction fixed. Because you know they put the little stuff on side the road and they hide the little car behind it, a real car. And it has a camera inside of it, which basically takes a picture and gives you speeding tickets. They never fix the damn construction. So they got fake construction sites, too. So what is that?
That's crap.
Yeah.
So now you're starting to come to our side of the fence.
But no, I'm not coming to your side of the fence. You know what I know? I see that car with that fake construction site every time I pass the area. You know what I do when I get to that close to the area? Slow the hell down. But you know what people like you and Jeff want to do? I want to fly by it at 100 and think you're not supposed to get a ticket. Slow down.
Question from Joey Sabat said, why do people from the suburbs think they can police infrastructure in the city?
Joey needs to shut up.
I'm just supporting the Department of Transportation. Let's hit these phones. Barry is in PG. What's up, Barry? Ask B. Mitch Anything.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, brother? How you doing,
man? Long time. Good, I'm doing good. First time caller, long time listener. I'm actually a State College PA. I teach at Penn State. I listen to you guys all the time.
Appreciate it,
you
man.
Guys,
thank you.
You get me through a day. So
hey,
I'll keep it quick, though. I hope you guys can answer this. I remember when I was younger, you were with the Eagles, and I think Trotter had just got traded to us. And then I think he said something to set you off. Like, will you be able to share what happened? Like, what made like you go off like that?
Who said something to set me off?
Trotter? I think it was Trotter. Like Trotter just got traded to the Skins, and then I think you were with the Eagles at the time. Maybe it was the Giants. I'm not sure, but I remember, he had said something, or maybe it was a bad player or something.
So you remember that? So at all? B's playing for the
Some
Eagles.
Playing for the Eagles, and he left and came to Washington. I know he did that, but I don't remember getting mad at Trotter. I was mad at Dan and Vinny when I left here. So everything that happened over here, I was always ready to snap at the.
You were probably seeing red a little bit.
So I like, but Trot, you know, I wasn't worried about Trotter because I knew I paid him a knee if he rushed and he couldn't check me one on one. I'm just saying the truth, sure. And he knew it too. He bigger. He think I'm running there and blitz me. You blitz me. I'm not trying to hit you in the chest. I'm gonna hit you right on that kneecap.
Thank you, Barry. Appreciate the call. I got a question for B. Mitch.
What?
This is from Cleveland. There's a report on John Harbaugh's requirements for his next head coaching job.
Make sure B. Mitch is going to get paid $4 million a year. He got that in there?
That's not part of the report.
Damn.
Perhaps.
I thought we had a deal.
I'm asking B. Mitch, what do you think John Harbaugh wants to make annually?
20.
20.
Yeah, because he was making about 17, 18 in Baltimore.
He wants 20 a year and 10 mil for a staff budget.
He was making about 20 in, almost 20 in Baltimore.
Woo!
Bro, why wouldn't
cash,
you?
Cash.
First of all, let's be real. They can afford it.
Sure.
And when you're the coach of an NFL team, you're the face of that NFL team. Unless you play for Dallas.
Or you have a quarterback.
Okay. Yeah. No. Still, when you got a quarterback, you're the face because the quarterback gets blamed less than you.
Sure.
So if the quarterback don't play well because he's not studying right, they're going to blame the coach. So, yes, I want the most money I could possibly get. He said he wanted a $10 million. Add two to that, John. I join the staff.
There you go. B's ready.
Hell yeah.
Let's go to Henry is in D.C. What's up, Henry?
Hey, fellas, Happy New Year to you and everybody.
How you doing, man?
All right, and you. Hey, B. Mitch, my question was to you, will you think the Washington Wizards with the new acquisition of Trae Young will get over 500?
This year? Nope, ain't going to happen.
Okay. Hey, one more thing, B. Mitch. I want to shout out to the D.C. Defenders, world champions. Happy New Year's.
All right, cool,
Happy
man.
Year, bud.
Yeah, that's not happening this year because that don't work in their best interest.
Help me with the math on this. The Wiz are currently 10-26.
Yeah.
What would they have to go? So that's 36 games in. They play 82. 82 mm-hmm. minus 36, 46 games?
Yeah.
46 games left. What would they have to go over the final 46 to get over 500? They got to make up 16.
They need to win about 37 of them.
37-9?
Something like that.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen because they're protecting that damn draft spot.
I am. Are the Wiz favored tonight, White Brian? New Orleans stinks. Let's go to Alex and McLean. What's up, Alex?
Hey, I want to know if B. Mitch thinks this is absurd or not. Just because of like the past history of how they catch people, and basically specifically how Ohio caught the burglars of Joe Burrow. Was if the government's watching somebody, let's say Marshawn Lattimore, and like there are all their activities, is it absurd to think that because he was a mere half mile into Lakewood County, the report out of Cleveland is they was watching him anyway, and they told Cleveland exactly where to look, and then poof, a quarter mile into Cleveland they caught him, because the same way they found the Joe Burrow burglars, they waited till they got into Hamilton County. And then they pulled him over for a goofy, like a lane violation. That's how they got all the stuff back. But does that make sense?
Does it make sense that they watch him and wait till they get to a certain county?
Yes.
I would say that's a hell of a damn problem. If you know the dude's breaking in my house right now, stop him there. Don't let him get out and go to another county so that county can get all the credit. That's what they're doing?
It may sound absurd, but this is the same. Look at the patterns. This is exactly what happened to Marshawn Lattimore.
And they just found the guy. They just found the guys that
are 200 miles apart.
They just got two or three of the people that broke into Shadua's house.
Exactly. So maybe they were watching them for other activities or long-term behavioral patterns, and then
it could be.
All right.
Listen to me. I tell you this, bro.
Wild place.
If you are doing some stuff that's highly illegal, they probably know something. And with all of these cameras on all of these buildings in these major cities, they watching a lot of people. The question is, why don't they go get them?
because they before. Wait till they do something stupid.
If they're watching them, they probably already did something stupid.
Thank you, Alex. We're going to keep it moving, brother. Have a good weekend.
You know, I'm just saying, like, because, like, one day I was walking downtown. It's the little newer area behind where the Union Station is, those buildings.
Union Market and all
and
that.
And I'm walking, and I just happen to look up, and I'm like, damn. I was shocked. It's like cameras every damn, not the whole block. It's like every 40, 50, you see a camera. And I'm like, that's how people get caught so damn quick. Because all of those things normally have to, like, if you have a gun or something go off or some loud noise, boom, they activate. And when you, like, just look at the Maggioni, whatever his name was.
Yeah.
Bruh, they had cameras that linked him all the way. They followed, allegedly followed him, but they followed the suspect.
Right.
All the way, and they were able to pick up stuff. Man, they know. They know a lot of crap, bro.
Let's go to Eazy-E in Rock Vegas. What's up, Eazy?
E, what's up?
What's up? Not Rock Vegas. Dang, changing the name. Only JP would do something like that.
Yep, that's him.
Well, we know JP don't listen. So, anyway.
What?
Let's get on with the question. exactly. So, B. Mitch, yep. I have booked a trip to go to St. Louis to see the Caps and Blues play from March 24th. I need a place to go eat. I've already gotten like a general area from somebody I work with who's from the St. Louis area, but I know you've been out there. I know you have a couple times. You know, you play in the NFL. What is a good place to go eat at before the game?
Like a restaurant or a sports bar?
Restaurant, sports bar, restaurant. I could take it. I just need a couple.
It's a sports bar there. It's a sports bar there. I think it's the number one sports bar in the country.
Yo, so I got two spots for you. It's actually in East St. Louis.
Hey, JP, since you don't listen, I'm not going to listen to you.
All right, then I'll just hang up on you, dude.
He has a good one. Hard. He has a good one.
I've been to St. Louis a ton. My best friend, more than me,
because I go to the places that's very, very popular. I go to those, and I'm there. But the what's the name of it?
Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois. It's on the other side of the Mississippi River.
That's not the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about I think Ozzie Smith or somebody like that owned this sports bar.
Probably right downtown.
Yeah, it's right downtown, stadium. And they have some damn good wings.
Fast Eddie's, and the other spot, there's a really nice steak joint. I think it's called, I want to say it's Three Forks. My boy did his, that might be in Texas. There's some St. Louis, whatever, if you're going to St. Louis, get the toasted ravioli. That's what they're into. Ryan is in Warrington. What's up, Ryan?
Today.
Good, you're cutting in and out a little. Try to stay still.
you know that, boys, I failed. I'm on backwards.
Go ahead, man. We can hear you now.
All right, B. Mitch, and all you boys, I'm curious. Over the years, you've taken thousands of calls. What has dumbed down the average sports fan, NFL fan, or caller more? Has it been fantasy football or prop bets or social media and the access 24/7 information?
I think social media is the access question. Because I'm going to tell you why. Everything that hits social media is not facts. But every player, every fan that wants to act like they're the smartest, all they do is watch everything that pops up. And there have been times where they run with information that is completely wrong and they just can't believe it's wrong because I got it from, just like everybody tell you, I got it from Wikipedia. You know, I got it from the social media. Don't mean it's 100% right. So that is why, because the way the information moves and the speed at which it moves on social media, it has made millions of people ignorant off the bat.
Agreed.
And thanks, then, like, let's go back. Like, I think anytime you have anything that shows you some semblance of professional athletics, Madden, all that stuff. People think because they do it on Madden, they know how to do it on the football field. Fantasy football, because you did some stuff on your fantasy football team, makes people think that they can do what a general manager does. It's totally different. Totally different. I remember the one call you always call and say, man, why don't more running backs spin? Because I always use a spin move on Madden, and I always get by the guy. I'm like, if they keep spinning, they're going to end up dead in the NFL.
Yeah, it takes one slow spin, you get clocked.
Quarterbacks with the access to social media and everything else.
Yeah.
It's tough to listen to some of these callers and even having a conversation with someone out in the public.
Yeah.
I want to beat my head, so I can only
imagine. Do like I do, man. Just say, you know what? God gave me some comedy today and just laugh at it.
Appreciate you, Ryan. Thanks, buddy. I find social media has made the planet worse, period. However, I find prop bets, betting culture, like as somebody that has always bet and understood lines, I find most media coverage around betting exceptionally dumb. And it's making sports coverage worse because people are trying to shoehorn stuff in that they don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And it stinks. Now, Joey, our producer on the Monumental side, had an actual question for you. I like this question.
I don't really like Joey.
I'm telling you, this is a legit question. He has a question about the concept of outkicking your coverage. Because to Joey, who calls himself an idiot, a longer punt seems like it would be better for coverage. So what does outkicking your coverage mean?
Outkicking your coverage means that the punt is going to be a lot of length with low hang time, okay? And you give the returner a chance to get up to full speed, and normally you can get if he gets to the wall that's set up, you're in trouble. That's why outkicking the coverage. And also it means when you're a good dude that you don't look very – you don't look good, you're not fine or whatever, right. And you end up with a beautiful woman – that's why they say you outkick your coverage.
Like Brian.
Because you shouldn't have that. You know, like you got your coverage. You know your coverage can get down the field in 5 seconds. You just kicked a 70-yard punt with a 4-second hang time. You in trouble.
Have you seen the picture that Gannicus B just sent to us of you in a Saskatchewan Rough Riders jersey?
No.
It's fantastic. Joey, I don't know if you can get my computer on the screen or if you want to.
They sent it to where?
Jeff just dropped it in the group chat. He said, if only you had dreamed of making the CFL.
But you know what? That's green. That's my high school colors. Would have been good.
All right, last one. Harold.
It's been cold as hell, I can tell you that.
Harold, what up, man? Ask me something.
What's up, AB? I'm that dude you met that time at that place. You don't remember doing more parents and a whole bunch of people.
Of course. Now, Harold, that's Harold, a 10 out of 10.
Harold, you know what? Every time we hear something like that, we laugh.
Harold gets the bit right there.
So B-Mitch, I heard LeVar Arrington talk about the time you knocked him out cold on a kick return or a punt return, but I never heard your side of it. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember it. LeVar tells that story factually. So we put Cecil Martin, our fullback, back with me on kickoff return.
This is in Philly?
When I was in Philly, and we came to play them, it was after 9/11. And LeVar was put out there to he was on kickoff coverage. And Cecil was put just to block LeVar. So I get the ball and I yell, go, and I'm taking off. And I'm saying, Cecil, he's to the right. He never sees LeVar. But I see LeVar coming out the corner of my eye, and he committed early, lowered his head, and I saw him coming. So what I did, I took my shoulder pads and kind of like I lowered down and I caught him and kind of like I hit him on the top of his helmet, and he snapped his neck a little bit, and he dropped down. And when he rolled over, I saw the whites of his eyes. He was asleep. And Fred, this is my first time meeting Fred. Why are you knocking that old guy? I said, you're next. And he started yapping. And I told Fred, I told Seth, I said, Sal, you better talk to him. He said, "What you?" I said, I'm not going home tonight. And I hang in the same clubs y'all hang in. That's how I left it at. But, yeah, he had a concussion. He had a concussion. He was knocked out.
Great call, Harold.
Can't hit this big head, boy. I think you're going to have something going for you.
Going the wrong way right there. When we come back.
LA's my dog, though.
DeQuell Jackson made over 1,000 tackles in a 11-year NFL career. DeQuell will join us next to tell us what he thinks will matter most this weekend NFL Super Wild Card matchups. Nobody go anywhere.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Bing, 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 bing. Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Only a half hour left for us. Then Grant and Danny coming on. As we gear up for NFL Super Wild Card weekend, we wanted to talk with Mr. DeQuell Jackson, longtime NFL linebacker, and just did some work with the Browns front office. DeQuell, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing good, man.
We're good, dude. We appreciate you making time for us. And I'm curious.
Before we get started, you played 11 years. You got over 1,000 tackles.
Yeah.
You look at London Fletcher, Bobby Wagner, mm-hmm. Ray Lewis. They have over 2,000. How your body feel and how must they body feel?
Hey, listen, every day I wake up and I can get up and I can move around and do what I need to do is a blessing.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, when I played the game, man, your body hurts. Your body uh-huh. hurts. It's something you get used to, but when you're on the other side of things like myself and Bobby Wagner hadn't experienced it just yet, you know, you want your body to just relax and rest. And, you know, what I do for fun now, I'll go swimming when I need to. I can work out when I want to,
mm-hmm.
play a little golf. You know, I take it very easily, but for the most part, my body's doing pretty good.
Okay.
But to have 2,000 tackles, man, that's a whole different ball game, brother. That's
yes,
a whole
indeed.
Different ball game. I'm not even going to pretend to know what that feels like, but you know, it was a grind when you're in it, and yeah. I'm fortunate for my body to be feeling as good as it has right now. But I try to make sure I stay active and running. So if I don't, you know, my body just bounds up, man. But you know, 11 years playing a violent sport and that position, it wears on you for
Hell
sure.
Yeah.
I can, DeQuell, you say you play a little golf. When I texted you Wednesday, it took you a while to respond because you were playing golf in December or January.
Yeah,
that's not a little.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know what? I caught the bug in March.
Okay.
And so I had a set of, JP, I had a set of clubs I bought in 2009. I couldn't give away these clubs. They were so old and the technology was so dated. So I pick it up in March. I got some clubs, and I've been playing like crazy ever since. The wife doesn't think it's all that great, but I try to get out as much as I can.
Are you guys living in Florida? Because that's a game changer for playing year-round.
No, I'm in D.C.
Oh, hell, it's cold, man.
Yeah, man. So I have a cutoff. If it's below 40, I don't even think about it.
Worse
but
than
anything
me.
That teeters up 40 above, I'm getting out there, man. And the other day was actually beautiful. It was beautiful a couple of days ago when we spoke. It was actually a nice day.
I think 45 is my limit.
We're gonna have to play, but not till the sun comes out for me. I'm a little bit of a baby.
It's all good. By that time, I'll be a 10-15 plus handicap. So just be careful. All right. So you know,
10-15, you and I can play together. B's gonna take all our money though. Just letting you know. Don't let him talk you into anything. B would be like, nah, man, I'm not gonna down 12, three
I'm a
12. Strokes.
I'm a 12.
Bologna.
I'm a strong. I'm 20-25. 2025, man. That's legit.
You can hit the hell out of the ball when you catch it, though.
You know, when I catch it, I can get a hold to it. But you know what? I'm about hitting the fairways now. You know, I played the tough man game. Now, if I can get that ball on the fairway,
there you go.
Chip away. That's my game right now.
See,
that's
now your game gonna get better. Now, when you start thinking about people that want to hit it long, you're gonna hit it wrong. When you start having control, that's when your golf game get better.
What when you have neither? Yeah. Short and out of control.
Well, you know, I realized I couldn't putt. So I played at Maryland a couple of days ago, you know, par five, get on in three, and I'm three putting everything.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's like my putting is horrible. But, you know, it's a stage. I understand where I am, but it keeps me coming back every chance I get. So I'm having fun with it.
I got to ask, you are a Terp legend, played great football for the University of Maryland. They should let you play for free at the Maryland golf course. I don't know if they
do. I tried.
Yeah.
Every time I go down, every time I'm there, I show up early. I've probably played that course from March until now at least 20 times. I played a lot around the golf. I'm in the Hall of Fame. I've tried every angle underneath the sun, and they will not even shave anything off of my regular
That's bananas.
So, you know, It's a work in progress. It's a work in progress for sure.
Well, dude, I don't know.
How, working on
I'm probably a good bit.
So B Mitch's move that I've learned is if I know me and B are going out to dinner, or especially like when we're at the Super Bowl or something and we're trying to get into a party, mm-hmm. B always wears his Super Bowl ring. You got to start wearing that. I don't know if you got a ring for the ACC Defensive Player of the Year. You got to start rocking that around College Park.
You know what? I'm staring at something right now. I was ACC Defensive Player of the Year. I'll just bring my trophy with me.
There you go. Okay. So, hey, man, I paid for this already. Yeah. What do you mean you paid for it? See this?
Right, the old warm-up outfit. You know, I used to play here, right?
Yeah. All right, let's...
That's definitely in a roll of dice.
We're talking with our friend DeQuell Jackson here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Let's talk about the games this weekend. Are there any games that really stand out to you where you think maybe the road team or the underdog is going to win?
You know what? I know everyone is talking about Buffalo right now and Josh Allen and the Jacksonville Jaguars, how they've come out of nowhere and a team that could be, you know, that's playing really good football right now. But my money right now is on Josh Allen. I want to see what he's had so much success in the playoffs from a player standpoint, I think he's like 7-6 in the playoffs, and you don't have a Patrick Mahomes. You don't have Lamar Jackson. You have a lot of people that's really opened up the floodgates for you to really make a run. You got Jacksonville, they're new to the party. So in my mind, you know, any team that's new to the party, it's got to take you a couple of years to really build that momentum and understand how the level of play rises at that level. And I think Buffalo has been there time and time again. And I'm looking, it's not the, you know, it's an old storyline, but I want Josh Allen to, you know, he's a two-time MVP, I believe, and it's time for him to really make that leap and knock these, you know, these newcomers out of the party. But I'm really looking forward to seeing how Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills respond to a new team like Jacksonville, who's new to winning.
You know, if they don't do it, though, you know how quick people change their mind on you now.
Yeah. You know, he's played some really good games. It's like you want him to get over the hump. And I tell everyone, you know, Patrick Mahomes has that. I'm a big Jordan fan, Michael Jordan fan.
Yeah, so hell yeah.
You go back and look at Michael Jordan and how many top 50 players that he basically stopped from getting championships. You know, Patrick Mahomes has that effect.
Yeah.
And now that Patrick Mahomes is on the sideline watching the game, Lamar Jackson is home watching the game, it's time for that next tier to really rise to the occasion. I think he's up for it. The defense, you know, it's just – he's going to take the bulk, whether they win or lose. He's going to take the blame if they lose, and he's got to take it all when they win, obviously. But I'm really looking forward to seeing how he plays. And, you know, right now, this postseason is unlike any other that we've seen. All the teams that we thought would potentially be in the AFC or NFC championship, they aren't there.
They're at home.
You know, you have the Rams on the other side of things that they've always been good with with McVay and who's the
Stafford.
The steady. Yeah, Matt Stafford. You know, he's been there, done that. I'm looking forward to seeing someone else new host that trophy.
You know, a lot of them guys could be playing golf with us.
Yeah. Real and they're pretty good golfers, man. They're pretty good golfers.
Dude, one game I'm really curious about, DeQuell, is Niners going to Philly. You know, the Niners go on these playoff runs under Kyle Shanahan. When they get in, they are very dangerous. Yeah. Philly's obviously the defending Super Bowl champ, but that offense hits these extreme droughts. But San Fran's defense kind of sucks. Like, what do you make of that Niners-Eagles matchup?
Yeah, you know, San Fran is overachieving right now. I think defensively, when you lose some of your key cogs at linebacker, and, you know, Purdy has been in and out of the lineup throughout the year, you know, they find a way. And out of all the teams in the playoffs, they're probably my – I would love to have played for that type of organization, play for a guy that, you know, that runs the GM as if he was a player. You know, I do like their odds because they play tough. They play they can win in a multitude of ways. They can run the football if they need to. They can spread you out with McCaffrey. He's always a mismatch. Philly, no one's really talking about it. But, again, you can't count them out. They've done what they had needed to do to get to the playoffs. But San Fran is just that underdog team I've always secretly rooted for. I think they have all the tools to get it done. And, quite frankly, they're playing on house money right now. And they got in. And I think that's probably one of the games that I think, you know, I don't know if they're favored or not, but I like San Fran in that matchup.
Wow, they're catching points, too.
They're getting points, yeah.
Yeah, that should be a good one.
I really like them.
I did, if we can, want to switch it to the college ranks, just because that game last night, I know you grew up in South Florida. Ooh, did you grow up a Hurricanes fan?
Yeah. So in Florida, it's really weird, man. It's like pockets of Florida despise, like where I grew up, it was diehard Florida State.
Yeah.
Florida State and the Florida Gators. And then Miami was its own country, and you rooted for UM. I don't know anyone who grew up around my neighborhood or adjacent to it that rooted for Miami. But being from Florida, I was definitely calling all my guys on the sideline. You know, Reggie Wayne, I was texting him. And just, I'm happy that Florida is back to a prominent program.
Yeah.
And they've had all those guys. If you know, and I'm sure you guys know guys who played at Miami.
Yep.
Those guys, that's a brotherhood. That's a community that has always been together, and it's easy to root for those guys. And to see the way they won the game last night, I think Cristobal has done a phenomenal job of galvanizing those guys, getting guys from the portal. I still don't understand the portal route.
It's crazy.
You know, it's a whirlwind to manage, but somehow, to me, in college, you look at University of Miami, you look at University of Indiana, what are they doing differently than these other blue blood teams that have the reputation to go get these top five recruits, but somehow they're not in the dance when they need to, but somehow these storyline teams or these historic universities like Miami and, quite frankly, Indiana, no one expected them to be a football school.
Ever.
And all of a sudden, they're beating people down. Like, what's the difference? To me, it's coaching.
True.
It's with my time spending in Cleveland, understanding you can acquire talent, you can have the talent on your roster, but if you don't have an intentionality of developing the talent and then you have the culture around it to sustain it, then you fall by the wayside. And I think kudos to the staff in Miami and Indiana. It's such a great storyline to see these collection of guys who other schools didn't want or whether they jump from school to another and to figure it out. You know, watching that game last night, those guys play for each other. Those guys were crying on the sideline. I watched the previous game with Miami when what's the kid, number 10, up his name.
Malachi Tony.
18 years old, 5'11", best player on the field.
He's my favorite player in this playoff. I mean, his size, his ability to play through contact, his speed, and he's so young The guy is so far ahead of his time. Miami is very hard to beat. And the way they won last night, the back and forth, I was screaming at the television. My wife was doing some work, and I'm screaming at the television with a golf club in my hand saying, give Malachi the football, you know, in crunch time. So, and when they did, they saw big dividends. But I really like this playoff storyline and the teams that's in it right now.
What do you like tonight, Indiana, Oregon?
I'm going with Indiana. I love the coach, man. I have to be honest. I love the coach. I love what he stands for. He's got the attention of that group. They've overachieved, and they've answered every bell along the way, and they've proved so many doubters wrong. I don't think that stops tonight. I think that continues, and we see Miami and Indiana playing in the big dance. And Indiana's just – I love what they're doing on offense. Again, I love the coach and what he's brought to that school. Hopefully he can sustain it somehow, some way, going into the next season. But nonetheless, I'm going to enjoy it while it's here right now and root for this school that no one saw coming at all this year.
Not at all.
Yeah, man, it's going to be fun to watch. DeQuell, I'd love to maybe, you know, as the playoffs keep going, as we get closer to the draft, talk to you about some of these linebackers coming out. I think Washington's got to add at least one and see who you like and maybe some names that people aren't focused on.
Yeah. We'll love to, man. Give me a call. I'll be here, man. I love to talk ball. And listen, for my time in Cleveland the past two seasons, I watched a lot of football, man. A lot of football. And I've written so many advanced reports, so I need to get it out somehow. So anytime you give me a call, I'll be ready for you guys.
Let's do it.
All right, D.
We'll get some golf on the books once the weather gets warm. Thanks, dude.
All right, you got it.
All right, take care, guys. Later.
That's DeQuell Jackson, over almost 1,200 career NFL tackles.
A lot of damn
tackles. It's crazy
tackles.
To think how hard that is and to think Bobby, London, Ray. Right?
Over 2,000.
I mean, that's just banana land.
Ridiculous.
If you want to give DeQuell a follow, you can on Instagram, at DeQuell Jackson. We got to make some bets when we return.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Ken, who played Northwest Stadium last year, this summer we get Bruno Mars. That should be fun. Bruno's an entertainer.
That's May 2nd.
Dog. May 2nd? That's fun. That's a good weekend.
He puts on the show, dog.
Yeah, man. I really liked when he did.
And Anderson .Paak with him. He's going to be with him.
Be fun.
Janelle Monae.
Here's the plan. White Brian, who won the week? I think it was me.
You, me, and Jeff all tied.
J-Dogs forever, baby.
One tie, all tie. Me and Landfill tied with y'all.
All right.
Everybody wins.
There's five games this weekend. We'll circle back on the Monday night or on Monday. But we got five NFL wildcard games this weekend. We're going to pick all five. White Brian's got to keep track of it. This is a fresh bet, boys. Is anyone ready to start? Jeffrey, White Brian? Jeffrey, Jeff looks locked and loaded. Fire away, Jeff.
Okay, give me the Panthers.
Wow.
I want them to upset the Rams because I have two friends that are obnoxious Rams fans.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Bears.
Okay.
I want to see Caleb do something. I'm going to go with the Bears. And let's go Jaguars.
Okay.
Niners. Chargers. And you said we're going to circle back for Monday,
We'll circle back for Monday. All right, Jeff's in the books. Panthers, Bears, Jags, Niners, Chargers. White Brian.
Rams, Packers, Jaguars, Eagles, Patriots.
Slow down, dog. I'm trying to write it down. Rams, Packers, Jags, Eagles, Pats.
Yep.
Okay. Professor Landini?
Panthers.
Wow, two Panthers picks. Okay.
Bears.
Okay. Landfill sounds sexual. Go ahead.
Are you giving them the points and all that point spread?
We're just picking winners.
Okay.
Eagles.
I think they're crazy. They're picking on them.
Jaguars.
Landfill messed up the order. Jags.
Patriots.
Eagles, Pats. Okay. Me or you, B?
I am going to go Rams.
Rams.
Packers.
Packers.
Jaguars.
Jags.
Eagles.
Eagles.
And I'm going to go Patriots.
Patriots. All right. My picks. Rams. Packers. Bills. I'm the only one to take the Bills. Eagles. Patriots. That's everybody. We'll include the Gov in this. The governor took Rams, Bears, Jags, Niners, Pats, and he took the Texans. We'll pick that when we get there.
He knows if he don't win, we get to get the government treatment, the governor treatment. We get to have security.
If you got to have any one thing the governor gets, what would it be?
Security.
Dog, I just want police escorts everywhere I go. Never sit in traffic.
That's part of security.
You know how great never sitting in traffic
That's part of security.
I'll just take the salary.
I bet the Gov made more on Wall Street than he does.
Yeah, but if I don't got to do anything for it, if I'm just getting cut a check.
That dude's working. But you're saying you wouldn't work and just get the check.
Right.
That's kind of cool.
Now, you're going to be working, Landfill.
You know what I was thinking about? If you're the governor, you got to go to every county fair and town carnival. Imagine how much food gets shoved at that dude that he doesn't want to eat. Oh, Gov, you got to try the corn. Yeah. You got to try the ham. You know what I mean? He's just like,
I don't want that.
Yeah, but you can't say no.
Yes, you can.
Breaking news. Earlier this morning, you said Ole Miss quarterback Trinidad Chambliss should go to the pros.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it doesn't appear he has an option. The NCAA has denied Trinidad Chambliss a 6-year of eligibility, which would end his college career.
Go get that thing, bro.
They're giving everybody all the eligibility they want. Why are you taking it from Trinidad? Let him play. Let the kids play. College football, it's no longer about college or education. But whatever, I think he can make it in the pros.
Go get it, dog.
Another Scotty's wild card. Another Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday in the books. Fun show today. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg for joining us. Thank you to Maryland Governor Wes Moore for joining us. And thank you to DeQuell Jackson for joining us.
Yeah.
Good night of sports.
DeQuell was good.
We'll be at the Wiz, Indiana, Oregon. Awesome weekend of NFL playoff football. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Thanks for listening, everybody. You made it this far. I owe you a beer.
Everybody have fun this weekend. Be safe.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.